Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let me tell you something. I did not expect Pat to come through and kick ass like that. Kick ass! He said that on an old Juvie song. But it was a lot of fun, man. This next guest, though, coined the phrase mermaid style, and then this movement right here, okay? And people have actually kind of said that this kind of feels like a game show / talk show, which is kind of really what I wanted, you know? Like, people to come here, you get a good feel for them, and we play a couple games, you learn the humor, and yeah, that's kind of really what I wanted, Maya.
Yeah, the top comment is actually, this is turning into a podcast / talk show that's just so happens to involve a game between friends. Thanks for keeping us fed with all these hearty episodes, because it was the beginning of the lockdown.
Yeah. Damn. It really was the beginning of 2020 when this really took off. And here we are, guys. Huh? Well, let's get it going. You know who your next guest is. Teddy Ray. Yeah, most viewed episode ever.
For real?
Ever. You blew everybody out the water.
Hey, man, rub me my plaque. I know you're going to get money over here, man. Rub me my plaque, man. I ain't
blew
never put
everybody out the water. Leslie, T.I., Kev on stage, Tony Baker. Nobody cared.
Tony Baker?
You blew Tony Baker out the water, nigga.
And he family friendly.
He is.
With the voice and the skibbity paps.
And the hands, too.
Get in on the hands.
Get in on this, peeps.
Get in on the hands.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy, man. Well, salute to you, man.
Well, thanks. Nah, man.
I just showed you how hard it's here working, man. Let's just get around it here.
I appreciate it, brother. Here. You know what did it? It was like when you was like sitting mermaid style on the couch and you did this. That's when people's like, I know that my mama did that, I did that. That was a real thing.
Mermaid style is just the most comfortable position ever. Like,
it's
that's
a good
niggas
TV
get shot in. That's where they damn near deliver babies in mermaid style. Nigga. You just gotta lift your legs up.
When you came on Word in This Hall, what did you expect? Did you know what to expect? Did you?
I expected to struggle.
Uh-huh.
With the words, because that's just never been my thing. Like, words have been my thing, but spelling and, like, understanding what they mean. Like, I really be understanding off of facial reactions in life and be guessing. Like, oh, okay, I guess that's a good thing. Try to think.
I've never been a good speller. This is just not my strong suit. I can understand words. I know how to use them, but when it comes to spelling, I'm shitting myself.
You ever watch Akila and the Bee and get inspired?
No. I don't want to even pretend like that's going to help my life. I'm not one of the people that's
going to do
though. I just, no.
So watch her double dutch with the words. It help you not fuck up so much. I don't know, but shout out to Kiki for helping me with my whole work.
It never worked for me. I'm just thankful for iPhones. Because iPhones got the text to talk, they got the voice memos. I don't ever have to write anything.
Yeah, that text to talk fucked the game up. I hate these kids.
They got it so easy. Your parents ain't never told you to go write some words from the dictionary. That was a real punishment. A real punishment. Go get the dictionary and write some words.
The Britannica.
Oh, my God.
Volume 1.2, 3,000, I don't know.
I remember having to do essays when I was in middle school and having to go to the public library with my mom because we didn't have a computer at the house. Like, that's where I was at with it. I remember those days. And
the public library is full of kids and creeps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Creeps is there looking for the kids.
Man. And some of the kids was creepy. I remember when porn first dropped. I was in the library just clicking. Big booty. French. It had the countdown in the corner.
How much time you got left on the computer? Let me get this going and get this computer by the corner right here.
Let me get 7 minutes of this pinky right quick, and then I'm going to just head to the house.
All right, man. Well, listen. We got a very short episode for you.
Let's get it, man.
We only got three rounds. Okay. So very easy peasy. We're going to get in, get out, and then let you get on about your business, all right? All right, so I'm going to flip it off, kick it off with this first one right here. Pronounce this word, R-A-B-E-L-A-I-S-I-A-N. That's a lot of vowels. R-A-B-E-L-A-I-S-I-A-N. Rabble-lazian? Rebelliasian?
From here, it look like Rob Kardashian.
I can see that, but I'm just telling
just
you.
Just from
that
here.
Like, yeah, just at a glance. Yeah. Just at a whoop, real quick. Rebelliasian.
No, Tahir, you should have gone with your instincts. Rebelliasian. Believe in yourself.
Which he did not.
That would have been helpful if you had told me before. Like, you'd be like, Tahir, before you try, believe yourself. Go with your first mind. But, like, telling me after the fact, don't help me.
That would be cheating.
Some people might see it as that. Some people might see it as motivating somebody.
Alex Trebek just don't be knowing the answers when he be up there. He got to learn with us.
Well, she knew the answer, though.
Damn, R.I.P. Alex Trebek.
Yeah, but she knew the answer already, though. So, you know, use this sentence to find out what it means. The film's Rebelliasian. What?
Rabelaisian.
Rabelaisian's humor made many prudish people uncomfortable. The film's Rabelaisian humor. That's rabble. Rabelaisian. Humor. So you know it's definitely on the darker side. And Rabelaisian. This is like humor at the poking fun at Asians?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's what you pull from me?
Body.
If you rearrange some of the letters, it looked like Asians in there, right? You don't think that?
You can't just rearrange letters in words to make new words and then say that that's what that word means.
But English rearrange rules all the time and make new rules.
I mean, I suppose.
I before E is that the scene? We both know there are words that say fuck that rule.
You got it wrong to hear.
It's supposed to disrespect prudish people.
I mean, some prudish people are like, oh, don't talk about people.
It means
yeah,
body.
But they're not like, don't talk about Asian, you know?
I don't know what prudish people don't like. What
nothing,
is it? About?
Nothing.
Body, like vulgar, outgoing, robust. It's after a French writer, Rabelais.
So that nigga was so lit, he was like, man, put me in the dictionary. My life's so lit, I'm in the dictionary. That's how I'm trying to go out.
I didn't like that one at all. Like, I didn't like nothing about that one. Rabelaisian? Yeah, shit, dog.
I'm so lit, people mad. Still, to this day, niggas like to hear.
I am. Lame ass.
Pronounce this word. Jealousy.
Hold on, spell it out for
J-A-L... Didn't I have this word before?
Yes, you did.
Jealousy? You looked at this word and came up with jealousy? I'm going to say jealous. Jealous? Jealous?
You went back to the first one?
Jealous?
Oh, you made it Spanish.
Why? Did I fuck up last time? Why I got to revisit?
You fucked up last time.
Did I get it right, though? Jealousy?
Yeah. You got it right this time.
Okay. Because I just read it off the rip. It was like deja vu in this bitch. Like, hold on. Like, Bring up the clip from before. I knew. Pronounce this word. You brought me all the way out here to say the same word. J-A-L-O-U-S-I-E. Jalousie. Use this sentence to find out what it means. Now, this is what I forgot. He peered through the jalousie to get a better view of the neighbors fighting. Oh, the, like the little shades, little blinds.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to watch my neighbors fight.
You got it. You knocked that one clean of all the guests.
I've had that before, though. That's why.
Yeah, so you got it wrong on the first time. That's why they read it back to see if you remembered it.
Yeah.
This time.
Y'all think I'd be that high?
You would be surprised.
People be thinking I'd be that high. Like, this nigga, he ain't gonna remember this.
I got a couple words repeated on me, and I still messed it up. You give me opportunity, I'm gonna fuck it up. All right.
I like this word, though. Shout out. I'm going to keep this just in the pocket.
Yeah, I think you said Jalousie last time. Like, when you just finished up right there?
Hell, yeah, I said Jalousie. Because it sounded like a girl I went to middle school with.
Did you holler?
Hell, Jalousie?
And she might have had that juicy.
Teddy and Jalousie climbing up a tree. Hell no.
I mean, she could have had that juicy, though.
She probably did, though.
I ain't going to hold
you. But it was always people at her house. She just looked like one of them type.
Never get no privacy.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot when you go over there. You just want to be chill and everybody, hey, man, come over here real quick. Let me show you this. Like,
I like women that's been abandoned.
Okay.
I'm playing. I'm joking.
What up, guys? It's your boy, Tay Moore. I want to let you know about Warby Parker. First of all, check out these glasses that I got on. You see these cool little specs right here? You know what they are? Warby Parkers. I've been rocking with Warby Parker for a while. First of all, they were mad affordable. And when I say mad affordable, I'm like, yo, I thought I was going to pay $800, $900 for these frames. Do you see these frames? Are you serious? I was way off, okay? They're committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in the stores, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. I did not know that. First of all, I didn't know they had physical stores. I thought Warby Parker was just this online place. And I was like, I'll never get the chance to go in, and I'll never get to try it on, because I'm one of those people where I love buying online, but I really like trying stuff on, especially the glasses. So it was a no-brainer when they came out with the free home try-on program that I was signing up immediately. You mean to tell me I get to pick out 5 pair of glasses for free, get them sent to my house, try them on, get the opinions of my wife, my kid, my loved ones, my friends, and then send them back completely for free. And guess what? Guess what? No obligation to buy. If none of them fit and look good on you, you don't have to buy anything. And they give you the prepaid postage to send back. It's completely free. There is no risk associated with this, except the possible risk of finding some fly glasses. I mean, but that's one that I'm willing to take. So listen, if you're willing to take the same risk, I encourage you right now, go to warbyparker.com/wording, okay? You're going to sign up, and you're going to get your free at-home try-on program kit. That's 5 pair of glasses, 5, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 of them for free for you to try on. You keep them for a couple days, and then you send them right back. And again, there is no obligation to buy, no cost associated with it, just the opportunity to find your next pair of favorite glasses. So again, go to warbyparker.com/wording, all right? Try 5 pair of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/wording.
To hear, spell the word that Maya gives you.
To hear.
Yes.
Your word is scintillating.
It's
scintillating.
Scintillating. I feel like this is a word I had and messed up, and I'm going to mess it up again. S-C-E-N. I. L-A-T-I-N-G?
No.
I feel like I was close, though. I feel like I was really... What, was I close?
You got the hard part right and the easy part wrong.
It'd be like that.
Yeah. S-C-I-N-T-I-L-L-A-T-I-N-G.
Two L's and an I instead of the E. Okay.
Okay.
You were thinking scintillating.
Yeah. That's not what you said?
Scintillating.
I'm not going to go back with the semantics back and forth with you, Maya. I heard what I heard, and I spelled what I heard. You said a different word up here, but I know what I heard, and that's what I spelled. Use the sentence to find out what it means. She became engulfed in a scintillating conversation. Yeah, that ain't what I spelled at all. That ain't scintillating. It's stimulating.
Yes, that's correct.
Hey, I like how you just pulled that out your chest. See how you just believed in that?
I did. I mean, well, shit, that's the only thing that came up. I was like, just throw that out there, see what the fuck happened. That's what I did.
You're stimulated.
So you play up?
That's how I graduated high school, just pulling shit out my ass. Teddy, spell the word Maya gives to you.
Teddy, shit. Your word is cannabinoids.
I read cantaloupe every other day, just looking at coupons. I cannot spell that shit. Cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. I should know this because I smoke.
Mm-hmm. You got this.
C-A-N-A. Bam, that's off the rip. Bunoids? B-I-B? C-A-N-A-B-A-N-O-I-D-S?
No. There's two N's. C-A-N-N-A-B-I-N-O-I-D-S.
A-E?
No.
Oh.
That sounds like more than two N's, too. I wouldn't mess that one up. I mean, I wouldn't have got that one either.
It's all good.
Can't win them all.
Man.
As long as you got the money to keep buying cannabinoids.
That's what I say in my house.
Ain't nobody really tripping.
As long as you got five on some cannabinoids, that's all that matters. Use this sentence to figure out what it means. To see how good the flower is, check the label info on cannabinoids. Yeah, that's how you do in the weed shop. When it be like, oh, it got 28%. Da 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 THC, it got 32% cannabinoids, it got this, that. So usually you wanna get, not usually, they tell you the better ones is the one with the highest ones. That'll get you the highest.
What do you usually get?
The loud. I point to the top shelf.
What percent is that? Is that like 46?
It don't have no percent. It don't have no label. It say use with extreme caution.
That's what you put in your body?
I'll be like, who else smoked this shit? Just you, Snoop.
I'm in good company.
Urkel, the nigga that Jaleel White, he smoked this shit.
He got his own shit too, right? He got it online?
He got gas too.
Really?
Shout out to the purple Urkel.
Wow.
Oh, AI got some gas too.
Who do?
And Howard Iverson.
Really?
And Gary Payton. There's a lot of good weed out here. I smoked Gary Payton with Gary Payton.
Really?
Well, he wasn't smoking it, but he was in the room.
Well, did you try Currency's weed yet?
No, I haven't. I gotta get to that.
I heard it's good.
I gotta get you some YG Boulé. He got blood weed. Boulé and
You know, weed just makes me go to sleep.
Okay.
Y'all are wasting on me. I'm two hits and I'm tacking it in.
Okay. That's all you need.
Yeah. I mean, you don't just do two hits. But wait, Maya, did he get it right?
He knows what cannabinoids are. He knows.
Oh.
I like the way you pronounce it. You just sound like it's finna get passed, the legislation and all the laws finna get passed.
All right, so we got one round left. This is the bonus round. This is where you get double points. You can get a points for doing it in the allotted amount of time, and you can get points for doing it correctly in that allotted amount of time. So she has two cards. I'm going to let you pull first. You just pull it and keep it face down, and I'll pull the second one that's left.
Is this face down?
Yeah, that's face down. All
right. Get shit on the top.
Right. Read these lines from The Devil's Advocate as Al Pacino. Yeah, 15 seconds. This is, y'all, this is where we at with it? We just reading scripts at this point.
Man.
All right. This is actually one of my favorite movies from Al Pacino. Three, two, one. Who are you carrying all those bricks for anyway? God? Is that it? God? Well, I tell you, let me give you a little insider information about God. God likes to watch. He's a prankster. Think about it. He gives man's instinct. He gives you this extraordinary gift. And then what does he do? I swear, for his own amusement, his own private cosmic gag reel. He sets the rules in opposition. It's the goof of all time. Look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. Taste, but don't swallow. That's what she said. That last part was mine. I just added a little button to that.
Okay, I can't give you points for that because you went over time and messed up, but I like The Impression a lot, and it's also one of my favorite movies.
They give me nothing on this goddamn show. I had one of four movies on DVD one summer, and that was it.
Oh, yeah? I like Devil's Advocate. It got kind of weird. Especially when they was shopping. Yeah. And when we were shopping, that scene right there, and they started turning into, like, demons. I was like, oh, wait, hold on now. That black chick was fine at first. That part got kind of weird, but it was a good movie.
It was a great movie, especially when you only got three other DVDs. This should have got an Oscar. Read these lines from The Witches of Eastwick as Jack Nicholson. You have 15 seconds. Let me ask you. You think God knew what he was doing when he created women? Huh? No shit. I want to know. Do you think he knew? Or do you think he knew what other little mistakes? Like earthquakes, floods, volcanoes, tidal waves, Tahir's freckles? Just another little fuck up in the divine plan. Like cancer. Do you think women like that?
I don't remember that part from the movie.
Tahir's freckles?
Yeah.
Right. In between there.
Gotcha.
Was I on time?
No. But that's not what matters here.
What matters is that you read, kids. Reading is essential, you know?
And so are freckles. No matter what your friends say, freckles are elite.
One chemical peel, you can scrape that off.
Chemical peel? In real faith? Mike, give me the score so I can get this motherfucker up out of here.
Teddy won.
Wait, what?
Teddy won 30 to 10.
Who got 10?
You.
No, I got to roll a celebration blunt.
Thank you, Teddy Ray, for coming through and having probably another amazing episode.
Hey, man, whatever I can do to help the kids, man. You know, I do this all for the kids, bro. That's it. That's all I'm doing for.
This has been the 100th episode of Wording is Harder. Thank y'all so much for watching. Thank y'all for rocking with us for 100 episodes. Man, we had some phenomenal guests like Teddy Ray, Patrick Cloud, and BT Kingsley. And we look forward to 100 more amazing guests. Talk to y'all later. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.